Hello, and come on into the water. This is Sharkbait, and this is Sharkbait's Chumline Podcast. It is Monday, February 25th, 2013. And for this week, what we're going to be doing is we finally got an interview. This week, we're going to be breaking the interview up into five parts. And I sat down with Angelo Villagomez, who is a senior associate at the Pew Environment Group. I sat down with Mr. Villagomez, and we talked about some of the things that are be coming up at CITES starting March 4th, I believe. Today we're just going to get a brief overview of the group he's involved with besides Pew's Environment Group. It's called Shark Defenders, and Angelo's been very active in getting shark sanctuaries up and running, especially out in the Pacific Islands. Tuesday, Angelo was going to be talking about the shark fin trade, at shark sanctuaries and shark enforcement. Wednesday, we're going to be taking a brief look and things are looking up for sharks and some recent information about oceanic white tips and how they like to stay within a protected area in the Bahamas. On Thursday's show, Angelo will be talking about CITES, which is upcoming in Bangkok. And then on Friday, we're going to end with Shark Stanley and how Shark Stanley is helping getting the word out about CITES. Without further ado, we'll get into the interview with Angelo, and here's the first part about shark defenders and shark sanctuaries. We're sitting down here today with Angelo Villagomez. He is from the Pew, is it the Charitable Trust or Environmental?
It's the Pew Charitable Trusts.
And he's worked with the Pew Charitable Trust since March 2011. He's helped develop shark conservation policies in the Bahamas, the Northern Mariana Islands, Guam, Marshall Islands, Kosrae, am I saying that one right?
Kosrae,
Cook Islands, and Western Central Pacific Fisheries Commission. He is the founder and senior editor of Shark Defenders and godfather of the Mariana Trench Marine National Monument. So, welcome to the podcast, Angelo.
Thanks, Scott. Good to be here.
Thanks for being here. My first question is, looking at that, to get this out of the way, what is the godfather of the Mariana Trench Marine National Monument?
I'm glad you asked. So the Mariana Trench Marine National Monument is a large marine protected area in the Western Pacific. And everybody's heard of the Mariana Trench, of course.
Right.
But this is a campaign that I worked on 5 years ago, and I was the project manager in the Marianas that was working to convince the governor and the legislator that they wanted to create this marine protected area. And my wife at the time worked at a bar called Godfather's. And Godfather's was my after-hours office.
Uh-huh.
So I would take people there for a beer, and we'd talk about overfishing and the need to protect our natural environment. So I became the godfather of the Mariana Trench.
Okay.
So it's kind of a funny story.
Right. So I guess if you can give us a background about what Shark Defenders is and how that came about.
Yeah, sure. So Shark Defenders, it's a coalition of shark organizations, and the Pew Environment Group has a global campaign where we work in a number of different countries in the Caribbean and in South America and the Indian Ocean and in the Pacific Ocean, where we're trying to implement shark conservation measures. Some of them are shark fin trade bans. We've worked on finning bans in the past, but we're sort of working on stronger things now. One of our big efforts are shark sanctuaries, which are trying to work with the country to close down shark fishing in their easy.
Okay. And I guess while we're talking about shark sanctuaries, can you talk about what a shark sanctuary is, how difficult it is to set up, where there are shark sanctuaries in the world?
Yeah, so from the name, everybody's sort of familiar with a park, this idea of a park. So we call these shark sanctuaries, and they're national level protections that basically close down the commercial fishing of shark. When it comes down to it, though, they're really fisheries regulations, and most of these countries are managing their tuna fishery, and they're catching sharks on the same boats. So it's about implementing policies that, you know, will sustain your shark populations while at the same time allowing these countries to go out and catch their tuna. And some of these policies are things like, well, there's a ban on the actual commercial fishing, but there's also a ban on the targeting of shark.
Okay.
So you ban maybe the gear that is used to catch shark. And then there's a ban on the trade in shark, so that you not only can you not fish for them, but you can't bring them into port and then sell them. Some of the stronger shark sanctuaries, like the Marshall Islands, they also require that transshipment takes place at port. And this is when the fishing vessels will go out, and they can be pretty big. Some sometimes some of these purse seiners are 300 feet long. They'll come in with tons and tons of fish, and then offload them into an even bigger ship that will then take them to places where they're cooked and canned and eventually end up in our tuna fish sandwiches.
Okay.
But by requiring that all this transshipment happen at the port, you can have somebody there watching it. So if you see, some sharks or some turtles being traded, you can find that person and confiscate it or whatever.
Okay. So in a roundabout way, it's kind of on a larger scale, kind of like how in the United States you have to generally have the shark landed with the fins intact when you return to the port.
It's a little bit more than that. It actually bans you from catching the shark. So oftentimes you'll catch a shark and it will be dead. Mm-hmm. The stronger shark sanctuaries in Marshall Islands, again, is a perfect example, require you to throw that dead shark back in the water. And that might seem like a waste, but it actually makes sense because there's an economic incentive to keep those sharks because the fins are so valuable. So the fins attached in the United States is really important for data collection, for knowing what species of sharks are being caught. But it's not as strong a measure as these shark sanctuaries or as these shark fin trade bans.
So that was our program here for Monday. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you'll come back tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for the rest of the interview with Angela Villagomez from the Pew Charitable Trusts. And we've got some other interviews coming up on the block, so hopefully those will get out soon. And as always, you can like us on iTunes. You can check out our blog at sharkb8chumline.blogspot.com. Email at sharkbait@sharkbaitpod.com. You can find me on Twitter at sharkb8chum. And until next time, stay out of the water.
Sharks are awesome.
Greenland.